Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were warned about how we need to beware of people that come into the church intending to lead born-again believers away from sound doctrine. Let's continue with that discussion today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
What does God call these kind of people? Well, again, Jude 4 said it. We don't have to make it up ourselves. Jude 4. These are the words written down by Jude as he's taking that dictation from the Holy Spirit of God himself. They're called ungodly men who deny, meaning here, to reject. They reject. They reject the Lord God and our Savior. The Lord God and Savior's word. Yes, they creep in pretending that they are one of you, that they are a fundamentalist. If you're in a fundamental Bible-believing Baptist church, they want to pretend they're you. Hopefully, they can infiltrate the infrastructure of the church and bring the false doctrine and the false ways and convert people to them from a King James Bible, from true righteousness and true holiness, from standards built upon the Word of God. Now, try to watch out for them. You know, they want to take over the church. That kind wants to take over the church. Is what they have to do. Because they will never build a church. You know, something I found out, these people come in, and they may have graduated from a prestigious Christian university. It's prestigious. And not necessarily in God's eyes, but it's prestigious in the eyes of many people. And they get there, and boy, they've learned everything in their college classes, so they know everything that you're doing wrong when they walk in the door. And boy, they've just really got it down. That person, well, first of all, they lack humility. And secondly, they are vain. But those kind of people, they never build a church from scratch. Because they're never going to lead souls to Christ and then teach them sound doctrines. See, you don't see them built. They try to disrupt the church so they can take it over. But they don't build it. Now, they really don't get in doctrine unless it's something false. If they're caught up in Calvinism, oh, they'll teach doctrine, but it's not Bible doctrine. It's Calvinism. It's filth. But as they get into their doctrine, and they start teaching these doctrines, they will mess the people up. They'll never grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. You see, but now the good sound doctrine, sound Bible doctrines, that newborn babes are supposed to desire the sincere milk of the Word, they don't want to give that. It doesn't have $50 words in it that impress people. So we're going to not teach them that. We're going to teach them this doctrine that somebody got. Well, actually, Calvin got it from Augustine, who was a Catholic pope, if you want to know where it started. And Augustine got his from his Greek mythology, of which he was a part of for years before he converted to Catholicism. But newborn babes need the doctrine. They need to be fed the Word of God. Remember the great commandment, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son, the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things which I have commanded thee. Now, to many, that is legalistic. But to God, it's truth, and it's a way of building His church, and we are laborers together with God, laying the local church that He has placed us in, to build it up in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, these things are people, they do this, they're full of contentions. They are strivings about the law, which they want to put everything under the law that calls for separation from the world. They want to say, oh, you're a bunch of legalists. Don't you realize the law is no longer in effect or something like that? Those people are going to, you know, I feel sorry for the people because one day they're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ if they're saved. Man, they are going to answer dearly for that. And, oh, the tears and the brokenheartedness and the shame when they see the loss of reward in all heaven, everyone there. I mean, not just your family. I mean, there's Jesus, too, but you think of those Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints. You know, you think of Elijah. You think of the Apostle Paul. You think of all those people, and they're there, and they're seeing it. And there is no doubt it is you. My friend, have it. Things right with God. Because when they get into these other things, they are unprofitable and vain. Don't be an unprofitable child of God, nor vain, rendering you, you might say, a griever and a quencher of the Holy Spirit. Don't become that. One who grieves and quenches the Holy Spirit that if you're saved is indwelling you. And thereby, when you do that, you are corrupting the very temple that the Holy Spirit is indwelling, your body. Do you realize in Romans 12 and 1 and 2 that that's the thought behind it? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies, okay? A living sacrifice. Now, I've told you many times before, most sacrifices were dead, but a living sacrifice is like the ox pulling the plow at the direction of the husbandman or the farmers, we'd say. And so, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Not acceptable unto the latest fad, not acceptable unto your friends, but acceptable unto God. That's the measure. Not people. God, His Word, is the measure. So, you have the Holy Spirit indwelling you because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit if you're saved. This leads us then to verse 10, which can become true of a saved man. The saved people who are often in the so-called know. Oh, this person's in the know. Oh, man, yeah. If you want to know, go see them. They're in the know. If you want to know what's wrong with that family, go see them. They're in the know. You want to know what happened in that school? You want to know what happened in that church? You want to know what happened to this person? They're in the know. And they can tell you all about it. That's not a testimony you want to have, my friend. That is an evil testimony to have if you're the person in the know about all the things that are wrong in the church with people. And if that's your reputation, get your heart right with God. There's nothing that is good and worthy of praise about being the person who's in the know of all the gossip. That is a filthy, filthy, rotten sinner who is like that. Saved, but saved so as by fire. So again, you might be the person in the know when a controversy is going on. Though it may be different people that are going through the controversy at the time. That person will be part of it. The ones who are trying to cause rebellion will go to a person who's like that. Boy, they'll just spill it out to them because they know that they'll start going to a whole bunch of other people telling them all this bad stuff, and they don't even know whether it's bad or not. They don't even know that they're doing that or not. They've never gone to the source. And so that's what happens. And so they spread it, the gossip, the discord sowing, which God tells us is abominable to Him, makes them want to vomit. It's when that sin is in a Christian's life, to be sowing discord, to be a gossip, to be a scorner, that's sickening to God. And so, the fault finders, they're addicted to those things. They are addicted to those kind of sins, the sowing discord, the gossip, and being able to tell the latest on whatever's going on. They're addicted to those things just as a drug addict, that his or her downer drug or upper drug or whichever it might be that they're taking, just as addictive and just as evil. Now, see the next part here in verse 10 of chapter 3. I want you to see how it just kind of ties in. A man that is a heretic after the first and the second admonition, reject. Now, heretic here is a Greek word, sounds like it a little bit, but it's herikos, herikos. It does not mean unsaved, as some people say, oh, a heretic is always an unsaved person. This understand, this is written to the saved, this is written to a church here in the book of Titus. But, so it doesn't always refer to an unsaved person, as some would interpret it to be that way. You say, well, if that's the case, and so what is it? It is one who advocates against the doctrinal teaching of God's Word. This would be true of those who seek to be relevant to the world instead of in sync with the Word of God and the ministry of the Holy Spirit through the Word. I would say they are unaware most often that they are the devil's advocate. Now, I want you to think about that for just a few moments. A devil's advocate. Boy, that's not a testimony to have. I can remember men talking about their great professor they had in college, and he would put questions out there to be a hard question, just kind of cross them up and things like that to make them have to really think hard. And then they would play that way, and then some of the same people come out from under those kind of professors, those kind of colleges and things like that, and they will try to introduce something that is completely different from the normal.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the Bible.